Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. John McClain will join us at 8 o'clock. A lot to get to with John on the Texans front, the NFL front. I'm sure John's got a take on Jose Abreu, the newest Houston Astro. This little bit of news dropped. Well, we got wind of it after we went off the air yesterday. I guess this was part of an Athletic article by Kaylin Kaler of the Athletic. She wrote a piece: as Deshaun Watson returns to the field, it's unclear what lessons NFL teams learned. It's a good read. It's a long read. The part that's relevant to Sunday is that she did speak to Tony Busby. And she says, on Sunday, Watson will return to Houston to make his first NFL start since January 3rd, 2021. Turns out Busby's going to be there. She says this: Busby will be there, quote, with bells and whistles on, he said. And he's invited all 25 women he's represented in cases against Watson. Busby said, quote, I will be there to welcome Deshaun back to Houston. He knows his clients each have their own feelings about going to the game. Several have responded they aren't interested in attending, but Busby said the women who plan to be there in the suite, around 10, have told him they will come, will send a clear message to Watson, quote, you think you put us behind you, but we are all still here, end quote.
Yeah, I know it has shades of, it was the debate in Houston, wasn't it? The presidential debate in Houston when the Clinton accusers were Sean. Okay, there was the presidential debate where it was Hillary Clinton versus Trump, and I think Trump had invited several of the women that had accused Bill Clinton of sexual.
Okay,
harassment.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I remember. I just couldn't remember.
Come on, Sean, get my historical political reference.
Not
come
even
on.
That far back.
Yeah,
I feel like a moron.
It just occurred to me that it was the Houston debate. So anyway, I think that the weird thing, I mean, everything about this entire scenario and situation has been strange. Obviously, atypical, unorthodox, whatever. The part I've always been uncomfortable is with, as serious as these allegations have been and are, and like in this subject matter, is there's always that feel that Tony Busby is the guy that at times feels like a carnival barker while he's representing these women who have very serious allegations. And it's hard to parse these things out,
yeah,
in terms of how it's all being handled and what have you. I have zero clue how the Texans should handle this, other than, you know, obviously to give any of the guests in any of their suites a whole lot of respect as they would customers. Like, honestly, my first thought was, all right, what's going to happen if a large percentage of the fans at the stadium are Browns fans? And if people know where that suite is, like, for the sake of the women, I would hope that there's extra eyeballs, perhaps,
yeah,
watching everything.
I've not thought about that. I've not thought about that, because there will be a big Browns contingent at this game on Sunday. There's been a big contingent, yeah, of every opposing fan base so far this,
yeah,
year.
And 80% of them will be drunk.
Yes.
And
yes.
And a lot of them will be belligerent and perhaps not being their best version of themselves. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't want it turned into a spectacle, because I to a certain degree, I think Tony Busby or and or the women want to be noticed. Yeah. And yet, at the same time, you don't want it to turn into something where it diminishes the importance of it. Because there's a whole the entire time all of this has been going on, it's been really hard to talk about sports and like how you might dislike the Browns as a sports team or dislike Deshaun Watson as a quarterback and not have that somehow bleed over into not taking the allegations seriously.
Yeah.
You know, there's one thing that's very, very trivial, which is sports and everything we do with it. And then there's the other side, which is the very serious allegations. It's to make a prediction exactly about whether this is a good thing to do, a bad thing to do, whether it will be handled tactfully or how you can even tactfully handle it. I've just never seen anything like it before. So I don't really know. My petty sports thought was that they should just go ahead and, you know, zoom in on the booth while they're introducing Deshaun.
Yeah. I mean, that would add some juice to things. I think, you know, Seth, I'm with you on the first part of what you said, that my gut reaction with anything with Tony Busby is, okay, there's going to be a spectacle aspect to this. Like, there is that first gut feeling that he's making a spectacle of it. Then I take a step back and I go, okay, there are at least 10 women, or Kalen Kaler says around 10 have told Busby they're going to come to the game. So give or take 10. I don't know what happened between Deshaun and those women, and I don't know how they feel justice was served or if justice was served. I know that I'm guessing these are 10 women who settled with Deshaun Watson, since there's only one, Lauren Baxley, who hasn't settled with Watson. And by the way,
at least 9 of them did. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, and by the way, Baxley is still going forward with her lawsuit, and she doesn't seem to have any intention of settling, according to the quotes in this article. I can't put myself in the shoes of those women, so I don't know if this is something, I can't tell them how to feel or what to do, as long as they're not doing something that's illegal when they're demonstrating. You know, it's hard for me to say, this is wrong, don't do this.
Right. And they're not they're going to a football game.
Going
to a football game. Yeah. What Sean and I will not be doing this morning is telling everybody what we sure would have done if we were a woman who was sexually assaulted.
Yes.
That's the worst take out there, is explaining what you, a guy, would have done if you were actually a woman and you had been sexually assaulted.
Yep.
I think In these situations, as Tony Busby did explain, like, every single woman in these cases are individual. This wasn't a class action suit. Each scenario was different and separate, and people respond to things different ways. And there's so much speculation that people throw out there just based on what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's inaccurate and it's irresponsible.
Deshaun will get asked about this today at his press conference. He's set to do a press conference. Someone in Cleveland, because Cleveland's done a good job peppering him with hard questions, someone will ask him, have you heard that Tony Busby is going to be at the game with 10 of your accusers? What do you think of that?
Is this his first press availability since the suspension?
Yeah, okay. Since the one where he stood on his innocence after the 11-game suspension, yes. Yep.
Trying to think of, like, playing in a stadium, if you know exactly where that suite is, like, and you're trying like hell not to, because cameras will be trained on him the entire time, obviously. Like, all he has to do is make one glance in that direction, and somebody will catch a still frame of
probably
that, at the very least. So, like, how much is it? Let's say Deshaun were just completely compartmentalized, and yet was also trying to not stare at one specific section of the stadium.
Yep.
Is that enough to just somehow flummox him mentally or something?
I don't think this is something that's going to affect his level of play on Sunday, if you want my opinion on it.
Do you think he's seen it all and experienced it all in terms of this case and what, you know, what accusations could be made, how people are going to feel about him, and that he's probably just kind of siloed up and he's just going to go in and focus?
Yes, I'm going to make a general comment about athletes and then a specific one about Deshaun that ties to it. I'm always fascinated by the ability of athletes to compartmentalize off the field stuff and on the field stuff. Fascinated.
Yeah.
There's so many guys that have really bad stuff going on off of the field and they're able to go out and play really well on Sundays. Now, it
You're not talking about Kyler Murray with Call of Duty, right?
No. And Deshaun has performed at an elite level in huge situations before. Like, I of all the athletes, if we're doing a spectrum of athletes where I feel like this guy's going to be able to kind of shelter himself from the noise, focus on 60 minutes of football, Deshaun is at the far end of the spectrum where I feel like he will do that. I don't think this is going to affect him one bit. I think it's a huge... To me, it's a huge story. I know it's trending on all the websites here, and everybody's talking about it on the news. If Deshaun plays poorly on Sunday, I'm going to guess it's more because of Russ than because of Tony Busby.
I told you this is going to be a crossover phenomenon this week, as it has been,
yes,
and appropriately so. When it crosses out of just the sports news into the real world, then there's going to be a whole lot. There's a lot of intrigue for non-sports fans about this game itself.
No doubt. I saw this bit of news on TMZ yesterday, so there you go. Like, that's where we are.
What? Let's see. When was Tom Brady's... I'm going to ask you another historical question. Off the top of your head, when was Tom Brady's divorce finalized? It was like late October?
Yeah, it was in season. I know that.
Let's say somewhere around late October. I'm trying to see if there's any correlation between him finding some finality.
He won his first two games after the divorce was finalized. So they were 3-5, and then they got to 5-5.
That would have been after the Baltimore loss,
yep,
I'm guessing. So he ended up having not a really good game against the Rams, but then a really good game against Seattle after that.
Not a good game against the Rams, but he led a drive at the end of that game to win the game. Yeah,
that's right.
That was where people feel like the breakthrough kind of may have happened. Of course, they lost to the Browns this week, so who the hell knows? Chatter around the league about future head coaching vacancies has coaches, execs, and agents dialed right in. Boom! Here in Houston, we will have that for you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.